Checking in for the Pirates is Jason Hansen and Andrew Simon.
I'm not sure how many turnovers combined, but I've got to bet we've had at least 15 or 16 combined here in the first half.
It's been pretty chaotic here.
Neither team has really gotten into a flow. Jurkovic is being worked hard there by Cleary. Cleary's got a nice hustle play. Pokes it away from Jurkovic. Jurkovic's teammate gets down there. Mazur and picks it up in the backcourt. And now we're going to get a timeout in front of the Harbor Beach bench there. They needed to call that or they lost possession. 3:28 to go, and it's going to be just a 30-second timeout. So we're going to stay right here.
Looked like on that last play when Cleary poked it backcourt, and I believe it was Simon who picked it up. Josh White and Lenny Nowicki sprinted right over there and trapped him right in front of Harbor Beach's bench, which was it was pretty surprising seeing that.
You got two big players coming down the court. You know, I got to give Pickler some credit. He's got his big guys moving up and down the court. It's not often that you see big guys like these guys getting up and down the court. And I'm not saying they're big, heavy guys like you see in some of the bigger schools, but you know, Josh White is what, a linebacker or a lineman on the football team, and he's getting up and down the court. And I got to tell you, we had Coach Sweeney over here, and he was pretty darn excited to see him moving up and down the court like he was.
Yeah, Josh White is playing like an animal tonight.
He has just been all over the place, and he's probably the biggest guy physically of anybody right now. So we get some more water wiped out, and we come back from the timeout here. And 3:23 to go. Ubley with lead, 21-14 over the Pirates. Kobe's down in the corner by Nowicki. Last pass back to the top key to Hansen. Hansen gives it into Mazur. Mazur tries to throw it inside, but it's tipped away by Glaza. They just cannot get it inside, and they're going to keep trying to get it inside Ubley tonight. I think they're going to have to make a halftime adjustment there, Grant.
Yep, I think they underestimated our defense down low.
Booms gets it tipped around, but he finds Nowicki open and a lob pass. Nowicki lays it up off the glass. 23-14, Bearcats with the lead. 2:48 to go. Jurkovic brings it down. I don't see any outside shooting. Here we go. Hansen's going to open it up. And that's what they need to do is have Hansen make some of those outside shots to open it up inside. Hansen lays it in there, making it 23-17. Ubley's bringing the ball up. Peruski's picked up tightly by Jurkovic. Now he picks up his dribble in front of the Harbor Beach bench. Booms holds the ball with one hand on the left side, looking to go in. He's going to drive, spin move, loses control. He's covered there tightly by Sorensen. Great defense by Sorensen. Now inside to Josh White. White can't make the move, but he finds Nowicki standing there, and Nowicki shot's no good. Rebound controlled by Mazur for Harbor Beach. He finds Jurkovic. They bring it up, throw it to the left side to Sorensen for three. His three's no good. It's all air. He gets his own rebound, goes to the ground, fights for it, and now we're going to get a jump ball call there as we got players all over the place. Nice hustle on both sides there by the Pirates and the Bearcats. Grant?
Yep, and it looks like the ball is going to stay with the Pirates.
And it looks like Coach Rubel made that adjustment before halftime, needing to go to the outside shooting.
In for Ubley is, well, we got Austin Drake, Eric Booms, Jason Kaufman, Tyler Peruski, and Josh White. And for Harbor Beach, we have Sean Sorensen, Eli Kraft, Scott Krakovich, Andrew Simon, and Jason Hansen.
And you're listening to Hometown Hoops here on Cruise 102.1 WLAW with Grant Pickler, the former Ubley star, and Sue Schrader here. Bearcats with the lead, 23-17, 1:55 to go in the half, and with the ball here. Harbor Beach had their shot, tipped out of bounds. And then they couldn't control their rebound and lost it out of bounds.
And into the game comes Kevin Kraft.
Boom,
gets
bounced to Kaufman. Kaufman gives it back to Booms. He comes up against the full court press. He's covered by Sorensen. Booms tries the crossover dribble in front of him, almost loses it. Now he's looking for some help. He finds Austin Drake on the left side. Drake tries to feed it into White, but a great play there by the sophomore Simon. Simon tips it and pushes it up the court to Sorensen. Sorensen throws it back out to Simon for a 20-footer. No good. Rebound controlled by Kaufman. He has it slip away in a hustle play there by Kevin Kraft to track it down. He feeds it over to Sorensen, and Sorensen's got a little bit ahead of his dribble and is going to get called for the travel there. Another turnover. If we were keeping track of turnovers tonight, which we're not because it's a fairly fast-paced game, it's got to be 20-something at least. Full court pressure by the Pirates. 1:27 remaining in the first half, 23-17. Bearcats with the lead and the ball. Peruski sets up his offense at the top of the key. He's covered by Jurkovic. Four across on the bottom. Booms is working to get open. He can't. Josh White comes up to the free throw line, turns around, shoots a 20-footer. No good. Rebound controlled by Coffin. Coffin goes back. No good. Booms tries to get the rebound, and he reaches over top of Gerkovich.
Yep, an excellent box out by Gerkovich, forcing Booms to have to try and climb his back on that.
And that was, and it was a very smart move by Gerkovich. Gerkovich is probably the shortest guy out here, and he's very good at using his position. He did well with it last year, and he does it good this year using his size and speed. Sorensen inbounds it to Kraft. Kraft brings it up halfway, gives it to Gerkovich. Everybody clears out. Gerkovich is being covered by Drake. He gets it across the timeline, changes dribble, crossover, swing move, swings it to the right side, way up at the Bearcat logo to Hansen. Hansen throws it down low, too hard, too fast, and too hard to Eli Kraft. And it goes out of bounds, Bearcat ball, another turnover. I think Coach Pickler's just a little bit out of the coaching box there, don't you?
Oh, is that where he's supposed to stand?
Yeah, that coach's box. I don't think he's supposed to be at the baseline in front of the band telling Booms what he wants. But that's okay. We'll extend it. Both coaches here, you know, it's kind of funny. Both coaches dressed in black. Got their, one's got a white tie, one's got a red tie, and they're both into this game, and they both want calls both ways.
Yep.
They're both very animated, which is very exciting here. Bearcats get the ball down inside the Coffin. Coffin shoots it off the left block, up and in. 25-17, 34 seconds remaining in the first half. Bearcats with the lead. Kraft runs it from the left side. He's covered by Nowicki. He's going to take Nowicki inside, tries to pass it inside, but loses control. Goes right into Eric Booms' hand. Booms tries to dribble out of the double team, and he's fouled there promptly by Dustin Mazur. And he's going to go to the line for 1-1 as they're in the bonus.
I think Eric Booms should be thanking Austin Drake for poking that ball right to him in the paint there.
I kind of feel for Eric Booms right now tonight. He's having a hard time hanging on to that ball, and when he does get the ball, he's been double-teamed every time.
Yeah, they're really putting the pressure on Booms.
Booms, the third-year starter for the Bearcats, is at the line, and he nails the first one. And Eric Booms comes in at an 87% free-throw shooter, so that's not the one you want to foul. 26-17, 22 seconds to go. Booms gets his second shot. It's up. It's good. 27-17, Bearcats with the lead. Checking into the game for Harbor Beach is...
I didn't see who the sub was.
Eli Kraft is out there, but I think he's been out there.
I believe Aaron Ginther just checked in.
Sean Shorenson has his... Scott Gerkovich had his pocket picked by Cleary, but Cleary threw it away to Hansen, grabbed it. Hansen feeds it back to Gerkovich. Gerkovich goes in amongst the trees, and I got to tell you what, Booms and Kaufman and Nowicki all slapped each other in the face there trying to block that shot, and they could pick any one of them for the foul on Gerkovich. Who do you think they're picking?
I kind of think they're going to call it on Nowicki.
Oh, they called it on Cleary, the littlest guy out there. They must have got him on the reach when the rebound come down, because the three big guys are both rubbing their faces right now because they all hit each other with their hands trying to block that shot. And again, we got some more water on the floor. These guys are leaving everything out there. They're diving for the ball. They're hustling to the backcourt. Nobody is slouching in this game right now, Grant.
There's 4 seconds left in the half, and looks like whatever team makes, whether the free throw goes in or not, both teams are sending in some shooters.
27-17, 4 seconds to go here in the first half. Bearcats with the lead. Scott Gerkovich at the line for the Pirates. Puts the first one in, 27-18. Checking out of the game is Drake, coming in as Glaza. That's a three-point specialist there. And for Harbor Beach, it was...
Kevin Kraft checking in.
And I believe Kevin can drill those when he wants to. And now the referee's going to have Nowicki come out of the game. Nowicki's got some blood on his face. So Josh White's going to check in, and Nowicki will go right into the locker room, and they'll get that taken care of here. Again, 4 seconds remaining. Ubley with the lead, 27-18. Scott Gerkovich at the line for his second. Nowicki goes to the locker room with a little bit of blood on the side of his face, caused by his own teammate. Gerkovich nails the next one, and he's an 84% free throw shooter. 27-19, 1 second left. Booms with the three-pointer. Oh, and it rims out. And that's going to be the end of the half. Bearcat.